Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Lots of great reasons to bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. They have great odds and markets for the MLB, NBA, NHL, PGA Tour, and so much more. They have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, it's safe and secure, and you get your winnings fast. It's also fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay and discover the most popular SGPs each day right when you log in. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JANJ, that's J-A-N-D-J, so they know we sent you. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in select states only. Gambling problem, 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342.
Welcome to Jenkins and Jones Are Out of Pocket. It is Friday, June 10th. We just watched the best finals game we've had in a minute, and I mean, maybe the best playoff game so far this year. We've got the entire crew here. We've got Josiah the Legend. We've got Tyler, a.k.a. Dragonfly Jones. We've got John, a.k.a. LeJethro Jenkins. And we got Zach, and we got myself, Guardy B, a.k.a. Mike. And guys, what a freaking game. Like, we've had to sit through some garbage this playoffs. And I feel like these are the games that make you feel not, maybe not smart, but not stupid about being a basketball fan.
Yes, it was good as hell. Like, we were talking like the last time, like, when the hell are the savvy veterans, you know, when are the Warriors going to win a game with their heads? And we saw it this game because the fucking Celtics shitted all over themselves that fourth. It was a fucking derp off. We saw why these are the smart, savvy veterans and at their sixth finals, and these are the Young Bucks on their first. It was just put on pure display. The Celtics had a chance to put this fucking series away. You cannot play with the Warriors like that. You cannot have the Warriors still hanging around, because now y'all going to get your ass with game five. Y'all losing by like 15 game five, bro. We all know that, right?
We do.
In San Francisco, the Warriors were savvy by benching Draymond Green. Let's call it what it is. I mean, he came out, he said, oh, that was one of the worst games I've ever had, and followed it up with something very close to whatever the worst game of his career was. I think he's still helpful defensively, but whew, tough one.
So first and foremost, it's Friday, 6:10. So I just want to wish a happy hood day to everybody who celebrates, everybody who's observing this tremendous holiday. Rest in peace and Nip the Crip. I was over at Gilbert Arena's house. I was getting turned up. I am inebriated right now. I'm not going to lie up front. Was, again, hoping for a Warriors defeat. Celtics had them in their clutches. But we talked about this last show. We did experience. It's where experience comes into play. Had some Warriors fans that were in their feelings a little bit about Legetto, you saying that the Warriors have more experience. One in particular said, oh, they don't have anything else. I mean, we have a small show. We can't talk about all the great things they have. But They do have Wardell, Stephon Curry. And that man is going to take that finals MVP with him wherever he's going. I'm going to offer him some cornbread if the Warriors do win. You know, I just don't think this Celtics squad, this is the game where this is honestly what it looks like it could be the series. And I hate to say that with it being 2-2. But this squad, you know, they're riding at 2-1. They have the chance to go up 3-1 now. It's going to be a wrap in San Francisco if they can get that for game 5. Now, Dragonfly, like you said, they're going to get their asses smacked. I feel like we all know that to be true. We'll see if they bounce back to 6 and this goes 7. Then once it's 7, it's a crapshoot. We saw LeBron, Raymond James prove that in 2016. We ascended from the heavens to defeat the greatest team in NBA history and make himself the greatest basketball player of all times. But Draymond, yeah, it's tough to watch. And I was actually with Gil's crib. Draymond DM'd Gil a couple minutes after the game ended. Gil had some interesting commentary after game 3. Basically said that this series is going to be really banking on Draymond. If Draymond delivers and does what he's supposed to do, the Warriors will win. If not, they won't. But salute to Draymond. He's a real one. He's a legend. I know he's a part of the Volume Sports family and doing everything. And if a man wants to podcast, God damn it, let that man podcast.
I thought this was America, people.
If it takes 40 from Steph for them to win, I don't know if I'd say the series is over.
40, 10, and 4 with 7 made three-pointers, the first time anyone's ever done that, and the third oldest player in NBA history to score 40 points in a finals game after MJ and Bron.
And Wiggins had 17 and 17. Tatum stunk it up. Jaylen Brown was less than good. He wasn't bad. He wasn't bad, but he wasn't good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I just think that in the fourth quarter, they just hit no shots. And Tyler, we talked about that. I mean, you said you brought it up, but we had talked about it before. I was like, you know, I brought up the fact that you can't go out not letting Tatum and Jaylen Brown fucking finish games, right? You were saying that, you know, Marcus Smart and Horford were the people that they went to at the end. Bro, when Jaylen and Tatum had the opportunities, they blew it. The Celtics couldn't hit shit. This is the first fourth quarter they lost, wasn't it? In the series, I think
they were. You know what I mean? They were plus 40 in the fourth quarter in the first three games of the series. But you know, D'Antoni had 7 seconds or less. Phil Jackson and Tex Winter had the triangle offense, and the Celtics run the fucking brain fart offense. Like it's just is what they do. They do it every game. There's a stretch every game from the 4:16 mark. Jaylen missed a three. Tatum missed a three. Smart missed a three. Smart missed a three. Horford missed a three. Horford
made
a three.
What happened to the bucket? How did they win last game? How did they win last game? At the bucket, realizing they're bigger and stronger. They did the opposite today when it mattered. Why the fuck would you do that? Try to outshoot Steph Curry? That motherfucker is a devil. We've seen it. You're not going to win that battle. You feel me? It's crazy.
Like we talked about, that's the trap that a lot of Golden State's opponents fall into. Like, Golden State's best attribute on defense is their offense. Because they'll hit three threes, you know, back to back to back. Then the opponent panics. Like, okay, we got to get in a shootout now. And then they're putting up terrible shots. Next thing you know, it's a 16-4 run. Like, we see that happen all the time with the Warriors. Their offense is their best attribute for their defense. And we saw that tonight, too.
And when they got close, it was like, we're down three. Let's shoot a three. No, nigga, you can't match the Warriors in three-point shooting. It's not going to happen. Not when Steph is on one. Bro, just run your – oh, there's 5 minutes left. All of a sudden, everybody wants to get it all back at once. And that's what young teams do. But I think we've seen them because they look like the greatest team in the world at times, and then they look like can't do right at times. This is the first time it's happened in the fucking fourth quarter. You know what I mean? And that's why I think this series is going 13.
The unfortunate part about watching this joint now is that there has to be a winner. Somebody's gonna win a championship from these two. Still hoping they could both lose. Still hoping we could extend this out somehow. Just 85 overtimes and they just call it a draw. Neither team wins. but it's not gonna happen. One of these teams is gonna be victorious. Warriors fans are gonna be talking big shit. A lot of them are only 15 years old and can't fight, so it's not a big deal. But it's nonetheless. Just to hear that annoying, Steph's the go, out. Nah, nah, nah. It's just like, come on, dog.
He had 2 points like for like the majority of the fourth quarter. And I thought they were going to lose. And it was like back and forth for a second. And then he just went off. And I think he had like 7 or 8 in those last 4 or 5 minutes or whatever. But it would have been hella fun if they were talking about him in the fourth quarter. And then he's going crazy the first 3 quarters and blows it in the fourth. That's what I was hoping for, just for the fun. But Steph is special, bro. He's special. He has he's had his down moments, but that's just basketball. But when that motherfucker is on one, I don't think there's more fun basketball on the planet that I've ever seen.
I just don't understand how Klay's still getting Jordan Poole's minutes. Because Klay had 18 tonight in 41 minutes. Jordan Poole had 14 in 21 minutes. And I get it. Jordan Poole is a little bit of a liability in some of these games defensively. It kind of looks like he gets bullied. It sort of looks like it's
hard. And Klay had some big moments defensively, too. He had some big steals, you know. So,
but, you know, Klay on this one steal, 2 blocks.
Klay had to start that 17-3 run. He had a one-man, he was beat to the basket closeout on Tatum that shockingly caused a missed layup that kind of helped jumpstart that. And I do think it's – I think you hit it on the head exactly. It's just – you know Klay will make a three in the fourth when you need him to, but you also know Jordan Poole will do something really stupid defensively and immediately turn the ball over on the other end after doing it.
I think you need the scoring. And, like, I think, you know, to John, to your point, like, can Steph give you 40 the rest of the way? Maybe. I mean, is he going to be sore on the foot or whatever after this game? I don't really know. I don't know how serious that injury actually was. But, like, someone needs to score a little bit to help Steph out. And I think you're more likely to get a flurry of buckets from Jordan Poole than Klay at this point. And I'm not saying take Klay's minutes, but like play Klay 35, play Jordan Poole 26, not 21 and 40, you know, and that's my thought.
Steph didn't even get an MRI on that ankle. So, I mean, on that foot. So it's not that big of a deal, but
Steph fans will tell you it was a flu game.
Of course. But Steph, I mean, Klay strips Tatum going to the bucket in the fourth. He stood up Jaylen Brown at one point, you know, big defensive moments, but like for the first half, I mean, he was whatever. A lot of minutes. I truly wonder. I'm telling y'all, after next year, like, I truly wonder how the fuck do you defend keeping Klay with Wiggins doing what he's doing? He's having a great series. You know, good. You know what I'm saying? A solid series. 17 rebounds? 17 and 17 in a must-win game? Yo, and also all those damn offensive rebounds and putbacks he had? Those are extremely important. You're going to just get rid of that shit? What he's doing, making winning plays? You know, like, and Klay is like, you know, all right, and you want to pay him $40 mil? I just don't understand how that's going to make sense.
You still got to keep Klay around just for the possibility.
For the vibes?
No, not for the vibe, for the possibility that he's 80% of the player that he was.
We'll find out next year because we'll have another full year. So this is the thing. Wiggins is 26, he just turned 27. Physical prime, you don't have it until like around 27, 29, between 27, 29.
32,
yeah, something like that, you know? I think Klay is 32.
But he's Canadian. He's Canadian.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll take three months off
because he's from America's hat.
The conversion rate. We need the conversion rate.
Canadian dollars. We need the Canadian dollar prime conversion rate.
But Poole is 22. Jordan Poole is 22. So, I mean, we've taught Wiggins making those, you know, Jordan Poole being young. He has a huge upside. He looks like he can be that type of player Klay was at one point.
Amnesty all of them.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Yeah, I think the Warriors are – I think the Warriors would keep him around for the vibes, to be honest.
That's what they're going to do, but that's not going to help them win in the future.
Well, look, I mean, I had mixed feelings about this, but, like, as a Lakers fan, this happened with Kobe, right? Like, late in his career. It's like, are we mortgaging everything to keep Kobe? And the answer was yes, and there would have been – they would never have recovered emotionally had they not done it.
It's
and
I think fucking Kobe, though.
No, but they feel similarly about Steph and Clay up there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Clay getting a statue right outside Chase right with Steph, bro.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But he ain't no motherfucking Kobe. I appreciate you, Steph.
I agree. I agree with you.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you, but I don't see any world in which Clay is suiting up for.
Do we give Clay any love, though, for being the defensive juggernaut? Obviously, I know he's coming off of two missed seasons and all that. But this was a guy who was tasked in years previous with having to guard the best guard on the other team and still expected to get buckets on the other side. Steph is improved as a defender. Steph tries hard on defense, so I'm not here to knock or criticize Steph. But Steph is also get cooked. You know, he gets cooked often. I know he had the stat the first two games. But I'm just being real.
No, they had the conductor pulling the fucking choo-choo.
Why ain't they run that no more? They still were switching.
So my question is always, if Clay was allowed to be the defensive liability that Steph is and just focus on offense, would he be at an equivalent rate? I don't know the answer to that question. I'm not trying to start no shit with the internet. Warriors fans, I'm in L.A. If you want to fight me, pull up. It's all good. I'm inebriated. I have a little bit of that. But
I mean,
but imagine now Clay every series.
Oh, I wish I could use a segue right there, but we do have more basketball to talk
but,
about.
But every series having to guard the best guard, having to be that guy on defense, and then coming in, dropping 60 on 11 dribbles, just shit that's unheard of. And I was with Matt Barnes tonight. I was with Jared Jeffries. I was with Gilbert Arenas. And one of the things they all were talking about, and I asked this question on the internet, everybody thought it was an easy one, but I said, better shooter, Steph or Clay? And we had guys in there saying that Clay is comparable to Steph. Obviously, the numbers may not show it based on what he does, but he has to put that effort and energy on defense as well and then come back on offense to try to keep up. It's something that should be considered. But I listen to guys who are 100 millionaires and have way more money than me over Twitter fodder. So that's just how I get down.
I was going to say, I don't think it's how I take to say Clay's the second best shooter of all time.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I don't think that's how I take it at all. He'd probably get my vote for that. And to your credit, what you're saying confuses me so much because usually when guys are coming back from injuries, the defense is where they take that hit, not the offense. But it's been the inverse with Clay. right? Like he's still somewhat of a great defender, still a really good defender, but he's not the scorer that he once was, and it's confusing.
He averaged 20 a game this season, so he still was getting buckets, but like it's not, he doesn't have those same flurries. And your jumper comes from your legs, and when you've been gone for 2 years and your legs are cooked, the jumper goes with it. You feel me?
I think it's fair to give Klay another year to see how cooked or uncooked it is.
For sure. But
he is 32. Those are gnarly surgeries to have. Kevin Durant is a freak for coming back from one of those surgeries. So it's not easy. I've told this story before. When I was at ACU, we played Klay, and he was suspended for the first half of the game because he had got caught with weed in his car. And I remember we did all the scouting for Klay Thompson in that game.
Tragic.
And I was like, why are we wasting our time scouting Klay? He's only going to play the second half. What's it matter? We're up 14 or 15 at halftime. Klay comes in, drops 29 in the second half. We won by 1 point. And at that moment, I was like, this guy is arguably one of the best players I ever watched in college. And he's been an unbelievable NBA player. And Joe, I think you make a good point. Like, he's probably sacrificed some of the scoring. And I think he should chase the bag. Like, whatever the Warriors, if they lowball you, leave. Like, bro, get all that money.
Come to the Lakers.
I'm not saying I don't like Klay. I love Klay.
No. I'm not saying they didn't like it.
If you're making a decision for the future, you know, if it's for the buyout, I get it.
But the Warriors are franchise. But the Warriors are franchise that don't get down like that. I'm not saying Warriors. Warriors, Lakers.
It's a big decision.
Same thing with Kobe getting that $45, $48 million his last 2 years. The Lakers, they know the optics of that, how that'll make them look to free agents down the road, and it will be a less desirable location. Whether that's actually true or not is neither here nor there, but I can understand their logic and thinking that. Because, Jeff, I'm in the same boat as you. It's like, look, Klay, like, you know, like Father Time has essentially told us that we need to rock with these younger dudes. We got Maple Jordan. Yeah. We got Jordan Poole, who's literally come to his own. Like, ultimately, we could deal you and James Wiseman and get somebody else in here who's another fucking, you know, problem. Like, you know, these are things we need to consider, but I just don't think that they will do that. But I've been wrong before.
Now, if it sure goes back to the optics, like in their fucking 60-70 year history, they've only been a coveted free agent destination like the last 5 or 6 years, right? They do not want to fuck that up, you know what I'm saying? And shitting on Klay, and you know, you box the Klay shit up and giving Klay the boot will for sure shit on that to a lot of people.
Well, Bob Myers has always been out front about that, like, we are aware of how much he sacrifices and what he could be if he wasn't playing with all this other shit. So I don't think that happens. I do want to talk about, though, the more immediate legacy talk with the Warriors is, I mean, they went on that run because they put Draymond on the bench and the Celtics had to guard five guys with five guys instead of four guys with five guys. It's a lot harder for a defense to do when there's five guys that are willing to end a play with a field goal attempt. And Lisa Salters, Zach and I were talking before you guys hopped on. She asked a question of Steph that was like a knife between the ribs. She asked Steph about Draymond getting benched. It was like, were you impressed with his leadership and being willing to get benched for being so shitty?
That was great. It was such a kind way.
Do you think we're going to get something drastic? Like, I mean, I'm sure they're starting, but do you think we're going to see like a major minutes drop? Do you think they're going to actually push their chips in on forcing the Celtics to defend their whole lineup and reduce his minutes for the next game?
What happened to Draymond? Does anybody know? I mean, this is the man who dropped 32 in a game seven with like 11 for 16 from the field, six for whatever it was from the 3-point line. And it's a dude, when you're watching this game, he deliberately passes up shot attempts now. Like, he goes out of his
KD
way now.
KD happened to Draymond. Happened to Draymond. I think this, the reason is, I feel like, you remember when we thought that the shot attempts were going to come from Klay? And Klay was like, nah, that ain't affecting me. And he was right. He still got his shot attempts. They didn't need any offense from Draymond. So Draymond focused on the things that Draymond could do for them to win. And it helped them win when they had KD. Now they didn't even beat an old Draymond. That motherfucker ain't shot a jumper in offseason in fucking 4 years. You feel me? That motherfucker, you see that? Bro, you saw what he shot the three? You saw it?
Yeah.
How long did he think before he let that thing go? Like he forgot how to shoot them things. You feel me? Like, yeah. So, I mean, hey, like Draymond Hall of Famer, great player. I love the podcast, all that shit. Draymond at the same Draymond he was because of those reasons. And they need him to be that person right now. They want him to be that person right now.
Do you think Steve Kerr will run something different out there the way he did in the fourth quarter? Because there's just absolutely no doubt that that's what flipped things in the fourth quarter.
And they looked way better when Draymond was on the bench.
We'll see. There was a part of me that legit thought he was not coming in the rest of the game.
Yep, me too.
There was a part of me that thought that. And I was like, I don't know if that's gonna, if that's how it's gonna be, because if you bench Draymond with the season on the line, the finals on the line, the championship on the line, you're saying he's done in that town, bro. You know what I mean? You are basically sending the message that you are no longer, you know, an attribute to this team. But did y'all see the tweet from Draymond's mom, who's like, I don't know who this is. This ain't my baby. Well, we got to figure this out. Did y'all see that?
That's
tweet?
So sweet. No. That's so sweet.
Mama Green used to follow me, and I think she realized I'm a LeBron stan and had to jump ship.
She still follows me. I ain't want to retweet out there because people are fucking dickheads, and I don't want people coming down on somebody's mama. But yeah, I'll show y'all the text in the group chat.
Yeah, he didn't score, and he hasn't scored much in this series in general. He still had 9 boards, 8 assists, 4 steals. Like, that's not that bad a night. I think the hard thing, we talked about this on the Twitter Spaces at halftime, was like, in those LeBron series, for those 4 years that they met head-to-head, or 3 years, whatever it was, there were moments where the ball gets whipped around, ends up in Draymond's hands, and he either hits a 3 or some back-breaking shot, like free throw line extended, and you're like, fuck. Like, and Draymond's, you know, pounding his chest on the way back. And John, to your point, that's probably it. Like, it genuinely is probably it. Like, this guy had a step back in such a way that he hasn't really been asked to do this. He's put all the eggs in, like, I'm going to rebound, I'm going to get steals, I'm going to be a good leader out there, and scoring is kind of falling by the wayside.
Did you see him on defense, though? Did y'all look at him on defense? Did y'all watch him on defense? Yeah. And at times, Jaylen, he's like a liability.
Yeah, Jaylen eyes light up whenever he's
you feel what I'm saying? So that's the thing, like, yeah. Draymond, the quarterback of the defense, and I know being vocal and all that shit and let people know, all that matters, bro. But you cannot be the like a god tier defender and stupid QB. You can't be fooled on the defensive end when that's how you've, you know, made your name in the league.
I have permission to do some super geeky basketball shit real quick? Because I agree with John. I don't think at all that Game 5 is an ass slapping for the I think what's fun to me about these next 2 or 3 games is I wouldn't be surprised if we get road win to set up.
Right, seven. Right.
Like, it's so razor thin in terms of how they put it together. But let's just look at the box score. I think they're going to need – I don't think they're holding the Celtics to 97 points consistently over the next 3 games. So they're going to need probably at least or more scoring than what they got tonight. You cannot mark down Steph Curry for 43 points. You can't do that for 3 more games.
When is Tatum going to be Tatum? He hasn't been Tatum once this entire series.
I could do it for one of those 3, and that's the one win the Warriors need. I don't know.
For sure. But if
he gets to 2, though.
But look at this. But look at this box score tonight. 2 points from Draymond Green. 2 points from Otto Porter Jr. That's 4 points from 2 of your starters. Okay? You are not going to be able to consistently build a way to beat a Celtics team that can shoot 50% from 3 on any given night. You're not going to do that. So they're going to need either for Draymond to be willing to shoot the ball from 5 feet away from the basket where he was consistently passing the ball today, or they're going to need to do something different with the lineup. Like, I just don't see how what happened tonight happens 2 more times out of 3 games against that Celtics team. I don't see it.
So what you're telling me is they combined for 4 more points than this entire crew did from the comfort of our house.
And by the way, on 9 shots, you know what I mean? Like, not.
Hey, you give us 9 shots, we're going to walk out that bitch with at least 6 points.
Especially the shots he had. He was butt naked. You know what I'm saying? He was butt naked. And bro, did you hear how the ball violated the rim on that 3-point shot? Bro. The brick reverberated through my household. I had to go rock my baby back to sleep.
You thought it was an earthquake?
So it's okay.
You thought it was at least a 4.0.
We felt it on the seismic scale. You feel me?
Oh, no.
I was like, so me, it's okay. You know what I mean?
Okay, game 5 predictions. Do you think the Warriors snatches? It sounds like at least 2 of you think that the Warriors snatch the series back. Do you think the Warriors win the next game? Do you think they win the series? What does everyone think? Josiah?
Is Scott Foster officiating?
Is he?
I just need to know.
I don't know.
No. Okay,
time to call the big dogs. We need this thing to go at least 6, if not 7. That's why I love the NBA. It's one step ahead of the WWE.
Shout out to Dan Worthington, one of our colleagues that runs our betting stuff with the Juice. He pointed out there was an official tonight that the Celtics were 15-1 in games that he officiated, and they obviously lost tonight. I feel like they're just going to keep trading, and we're probably going to get seven out of this. John, to your point, when are we going to get a Tatum game? Like, he had 28 and 26 the last two games.
Look at the efficient. Shot, though. Look how they were not the most.
He has shot 28 for 82 this whole series.
It felt like Kobe in the finals, where he's getting 28, but they're like, you know, you shot the ball 35 times tonight, you know, like, so I am curious. I mean, it's not been easy for him. We talked about that, too, that they seem to have a really good defensive scheme against him. So we'll see.
I think the ass open is coming. I think we're going to see kind of a rehashing of game two. I do not see them, the Warriors, slumping for three games straight. Like I said, I think the game two Warriors that we saw this series come back in game five and beat the fuck out the Celtics. That's what I see happening.
You said slumping for three games straight. What do you mean?
We saw the ass kicking Warriors game two.
Yeah, yeah.
Game three, game four, we saw mediocre Warriors. I don't think we're getting mediocre Warriors three straight fucking games these finals.
I don't know who wins, bro. I'm not even gonna try to make something up about who I think gonna win, because I think, you know, if the Celtics just don't turn the ball over and don't forget how to play basketball for five straight minutes, they'll win by 15.
Is it gonna happen?
It's going to happen. We've been talking about this the whole postseason. I know, but they found ways to win doing the same dumbass shit. You know what I'm saying? They found ways to lose, too.
The Celtics have played with fire all postseason. Now, y'all remember the Bucks series? They tricked two of those games off, still ended up winning the series. Yeah. They tricked this game off. Let's be real. They tricked this one off. They had it in their grasp at the crib.
Right, for sure. That Bucks series, I think the Bucks only truly won one game that they didn't – you know, that the Lakers, that the Celtics didn't basically hand to them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, like, yeah. I think that Bucks team was better. You know what I'm saying?
Without Middleton, you feel me?
So, like, we'll see. It depends on if they can play four quarters of basketball without those huge blips. Like, they forgot how to play basketball in the fourth quarter for, like, 8 minutes.
It really was, they've done it consistently, but it still shocks the hell out of me every time, because when they're playing well, they look so much smarter than everyone else. And then it shuts down. All right. Last topic from Chuck, LeBron James wants to own an NBA basketball team in Las Vegas. Do you think Bron will be a better NBA owner than Michael Jordan?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bar low as hell for that.
Better gambler. I would be a better
NBA owner than Michael Jordan.
Better basketball player. Better branding ambassador.
It is funny, though, because there was a clip from a pod going around where Bron was like, yeah, I bought a house in Vegas. It fucking sucks. That was like 6 months ago. And then the NBA is like, we might put a team there. And LeBron's like, I would love to own a team in Las Vegas.
Well, I don't know. Does he want to own the team, or does he want a stake in the team? Because he has a stake in the team with the Red Sox and with Liverpool.
Fenway Sports Group.
You know, that's one of those things. It's like you can be part of a group, and it's not necessarily like a huge – you just go to games whenever you want. You know, like Billie Jean King owns part of the Dodgers, but she's not like firing the manager. You know what I mean? The general manager. You know what I mean? It's just she just gets to come sit wherever the fuck she wants, whenever she wants. Like, you know.
I think he wants a big stake in a team. Like an amount.
Yeah, I think he wants to be the owner. He wants to be on the owner board.
Yeah. It's not like the Jay-Z owning the Nets, you know, where it was like Jay-Z owned 0.00001. Of the Nets.
It's not a bad stake to have in the Nets, though. You know what I mean?
What would that team be called?
That was a play. Jay-Z sided with the gentrifiers. That was a play for him to
LeBron would have to basically distance himself from all the clutch stuff, because they made Jay-Z sell his stake in the Nets when he started Roc Nation Sports. Right. So we'll see how that goes.
What would a good name be for a Las Vegas NBA team?
I like buffets, but I don't know if that's a good team.
Valley buffets.
I still think it's wild they named their hockey team the Golden Knights. Like, that's not some fucking...
That's the worst shit.
It's pretty weird.
Like, the Aces, Las Vegas Aces is a great team name. Like, the Las Vegas Aces is fucking baller.
Well, Josiah shouting out L.A. Hood, so maybe I'll keep a Long Beach and suggest that they go with the craps table and call themselves the Rollers. How about that? That'd be cool.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah. The Vegas Rollers. Sheesh. I'd like to fuck around and be a fan of the Vegas Rollers.
Yeah. Sheesh.
Let it ride.
All right, y'all. That's all the time we have. Thank you so much to everyone, including especially Jenkinson Jones fan.
Some beef is eternal, ladies and gentlemen. Some beef is eternal. And I feel it.
I have those same situations I deal with. You finally got me.
We all have those situations. Absolutely. We'll be back. Well, I don't know when everyone's going to be back, but the Buckets got the Wave guys are doing their thing. Jenkinson Jones will have another show next week for sure. And we'll catch you all later. Bye.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.